Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats fight, folks, and for this, you must give them credit. You can despise them. Whatever you feel about them, that's up to you. But I will tell you this, no matter what you say about them, they fight. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Glad you're with me. And we got a lot to talk about today. But I want to begin by speaking about the stick-to-itness the Democrats have for their cause. They could not be more obviously wrong and on practically every issue, yet they will fight to the death. And when I say to the death, I mean literally to the death, even if it kills them. Like, for example, the Wu flu shot. Despite overwhelming evidence of fake data on Wu flu, fake data on the vaccine, these clowns literally fight to the death, I repeat, to get this shot. 844-551-8255. Look, I will never prevent someone from their choice, even if their choice is a bad choice. I used to say, you know, you shouldn't do that. I wouldn't say I was dogmatic, but I would say that's just stupid, dude. I don't care what you do. It is your choice if you want to do something silly. But holy cow, man, when you want to force it on somebody else, that's a whole other issue. And Democrats are not content to be stupid alone. Have you made a decision on your own and you say, hey, I live with the consequences. I don't care what anybody else does. I will live with the consequences of my decision. Maybe it was a decision about your household. Maybe it was a decision about the person you were going to date. But whatever that decision is, you're willing to live with it. I don't care. You know, I talk to my friends all the time about, do you care what food I eat? You see somebody, one of your buddies is putting on some pounds, you packing on some pounds? Yeah, man, I don't care. I could give him diet advice. Right now, I've packed on some pounds. Sadly, getting in the gym, trying to get it off, I had lost it during COVID, as you guys know. I was back to my svelte fighting weight. But the point is that when I see somebody, if they look differently, I'm not going to go, well, you need to change. No, I will say, hey, I've noticed this about you. But hey, you do you, I'll do me. Not with Democrats. As I say it, to the death. These people showcase stats that make people believe the unvaxxed are walking zombies while the vaxxed are living life to the fullest. Come back. Let's get back to normal. Normal, 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 normal. Come on back. All you got to do is get the shot. Just get the shot. If you get the shot, things go back to normal. Well, what is normal for the Democrats that are vaxxed? Or anybody, because maybe there are some of you who are vaxxed. What is normal? Are you able to not wear your mask? Are you able to get on a plane without wearing your mask? Are you able to move about the country? What have they done that's made you normal? Let me give you the answer. Absolutely nothing. You still socially distance. You still wear your mask. And you, if they try to, they want to make this mandate. Oh, well, you know, I've got my job. Good for you. I've got my job. What are you doing that's any different? These are the people that are the zombies. They don't want you to, like I tell you, they will tell you who they are by what they want you to. If you just take the shot, you'll get back to normal. If you take the shot, you will be very abnormal. And as you evaluate this, as you say, Kevin, I don't know, let me remind you, it's oppositeville in Democrats and leftists. Whatever they tell you, think opposite. So if you're thinking about this, and I doubt many of you are, I want you to understand, when they say it's going to get back to normal, well, what is that? Normal is abnormal. Fauci himself has said even if 100% of Americans are vaccinated, we're still not safe. So how safe is safe for Fauci? And how safe is safe for the next thing that comes up? I heard a news announcer say, we don't have the data for hospitalizations, but it appears that the hospitalized are mostly unvaccinated. He admits up front, we don't have the data, but it seems like all the people in the hospitals are unvaccinated. Now, I don't know how much more silly you can be. This is Arizona Channel 5 News saying to all of Arizona's, I don't have any data, but this is the narrative. So I got to tell you that the majority of the people who are getting hospitalized are people who haven't gotten the shot. Now, I don't have any data on it, but I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you that's a lie. I'll bet you the majority of people getting hospitalized are people who got the shot. We've gone through it. I talked about a nurse that said, don't believe any of the hype. But there are professionals in this industry who say, I can tell you this point blank. My son broke his hand. I'm at the hospital with nurses. You must wear a mask to enter here. I walked right in, no mask. Sat in the lobby. Nothing. So they said, you know, we're going to bring your son in, whatever. They we're going to introduce the anesthesiologist and finally a surgeon. Surgeon comes in, mask won't even stay on his face. And it's just finally it's down at his mouth. And he's talking, not through the mask. You can tell he's sick of it. So as we get into conversations, what you find out is these people are going, I'm not taking the shot. This one lady said she's been in nursing 30 years. She's prepared to leave. Don't believe the hype, man. Medical professionals are not taking this shot. And look, we've gone over this ad nauseum, but I'm going to drive the point home that the Democrats, even though they know this is a lie, even though they know that this could wreak destruction on people, etc., they have bought in. And the thing that should scare you, the thing that should scare you the most, is these people know the end game. And that end game, this is one that plays out where who do you want controlling your health? How many sob stories, folks, have you heard about the vaxxed? The vaxxed. You'll hear them about the unvaxxed. I just saw one the other, just a second before we even came on air. It was, oh, this guy was begging for the shot after he got Wu flu. Oh, they're going to tell you all the people that regret not being vaxxed, but do you know anybody who regrets getting vaxxed? Well, we're going to share a lot of those stories here in a bit. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Vaxxed versus unvaxxed, the great unwashed. We've got a project that we're doing on this that will roll out today, in fact. And I hope you'll go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com so you can see that. We're comparing it to the treatment of blacks in the 1950s and 60s, colored sections, you know, where blacks couldn't get into hotels and couldn't sit at, you know, in the front of the bus and things like this. This is what they want for the unvaxxed. There's a lady that I saw. She says, I can't believe I get to travel around freely through this country without a vaccination. And I thought to myself, what level of brainwashing does it occur for you to say, I can't travel freely? As if anybody that doesn't get a vaccination is, a leper. You're out there, you know, getting people sick. If they told you the truth, which is the people getting the shots are getting people sick, how many people do you think would get the shot? They told you the truth about the stats. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go check out what we're doing. Our projects are things that are going to help this country get their sanity. If you're listening to this program and you say, and you're saying to yourself, man, I like this guy. He makes sense or whatever. Consider it your civic responsibility to spread the word. I'm going to do these little PSAs practically every day. I don't know whether I'll do them every segment, but I'm going to do them every day until we get people to understand you're the important person here, not me. I'm a mouthpiece for you. You're listening for a reason. And maybe it's because you're like, Kevin, I don't have time, man, but you've done what I want to do, so I want to help. Exactly. Do it any way you can. But let me tell you the easiest thing to do. This is the simplest thing to do. The simplest thing to do is go tell 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 100 friends and make them listen. You know, say, look, I know we got busy lives. Put it on in background mode. Download it. Listen to this guy. See if he makes sense. If he makes sense, you keep listening. If he doesn't, you're a racist. Yeah. So do what you need to do to get your friends to come over and check it out. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to like the show. I've been talking about people sending fan mail. And by the way, it's been increasing. I don't know what's going on. God is good every day, as we say all the time. And people are writing, Kevin, man, I love what you do, man. I love that you're a proud Christ follower, but you say, you know, I'm flawed because I feel the same way. I mean, you guys, you're echoing what I want you to understand about yourselves. And you know what? This show is a revelation of my life, things I've made, mistakes in, and things, and come to the conclusion that, you know what? I'm a flawed human being in so many ways, but who cares? God still loves me. The people around me who know my flaws, they love me. I was thinking about something one of my best friends said to me. He was like giving me the rundown. Yeah, Kevin, you're good at this, you're good at this, but you suck at this. And I was like, wow. What a great summation, because he gives me three or four things I was really good at, and he goes, yeah, but you're bad about this, you're bad about that. And he goes, now, well, let's talk about this trip. And I started laughing, because that's what you want out of your friends. I know the good, I know the bad, I accept you. By the way, I accept everybody for their flaws. There are very few things that make me take pause and go, ooh. Your friends are your friends, and they come with peccadilloes. They come with baggage. We all do, and we're a product of that, but that's okay. Anyway, I'm telling you right now, I'm going back to these mandates. I'm not going to be forced to take a shot for something that I've already had that didn't kill me. And it's funny because I keep telling people, why aren't the Captain Demento's team talking about, you know what, there are a lot of people with immunity. Not that I would ever make a mandate anyway. I don't think anybody, whether I had not had gotten Wu Flu or not, I still wouldn't take the shot. I'd roll the dice. So, but the thing is that I've had it. As have 40 plus million people, I think it's probably closer to 80 million, that have the antibodies. And these guys are pushing the shot. And they're not made, there's no exemption for it. Oh, you had it? They asked Fauci, should there be an exemption, whatever. Oh, you know, we have to talk about the durability. And he gives you a bunch of hogwash because they don't want to tell you you're already protected. There's nothing more we can do for you. Well, there are going to be variants. And these variants, and just like with the flu that has 130-something variants, I'm ready. Bring it. I've had at least 5 of those bad boys. And I survived every one of them. So bring it. If you listen to this show for more than a year, I've been talking about this. I said the cure is deadlier than the disease. Far deadlier. That's the case right now. And if you think Afghanistan was a monumental screw up, what do you think this vaccine is under Biden? What has Biden done that would make you feel like he finally got it right? Man, this dude, whew, he had so many fits and starts. But you know what? He finally did it. Good for him. The reason against taking his vaccine, the reasons, I should say, are numerous. And they're obvious. It would be different if I was, you know, it was such a close call. Like, you know, Kev, what do you think about it? There's the pros and the cons. We could weigh up. There is no pro. Unless you're over 75 years old. And if you're over 75 years old, and you fought off pretty much everything else, I would tell you, I still wouldn't do it. At 75 plus, I wouldn't do it. But here's the biggest evidence not to do this. Of everything I've talked about, I'm going to give you the coup de grace of the reason that you should not take this shot. And I would love for somebody to correct me, to say, Kevin, you're totally wrong. So Biden gives this order, this mandate, right, for you to take the shot without 100 employees. So first of all, under 100 employees, you don't need to take it. That's already exclusionary. But he's going to get them in other ways because he'll say you can't eat, you can't get housing or whatever. But he says federal workers, employees of the executive branch, the House of Representatives and the Senate, the elites of this country, you don't have to take it. Do you think Joe Biden would say to the Supreme Court, you got to take this shot? You better know he won't. So he's exonerated everybody around him. He claims he's gotten it. I bet you money he didn't get a shot. I'd be willing to bet you everything I own. These people are getting fake shots, like Anthony Hopkins. We've shown the video. The woman squirts the stuff out the window after supposedly giving him the shot. It's all a fraud. But here's the deal. He's exempting people. So let me ask you this. How can you exempt anybody? If you want this mandated, how can you exempt any single person if it's so deadly?
Well, it's deadly, but it's not deadly enough so that we want Congress and the Senate to get it, see?
It's kind of like with Obamacare. When I asked Russ Carnahan, if it's so good, why don't you want it? Why are you guys exempting yourselves from it? If Social Security is so good, why is it you guys have a pension and you don't have to pay it? That's what you should be asking yourself. Why the exemptions? You know the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Utah police are releasing body camera footage following an argument between a missing Florida woman and her fiancé. Footage showing Florida couple Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie after police say they were seen having an argument and hitting each other in Moab City during their cross-country road trip. Northport, Florida Police Chief Todd Garrison saying that police are still on the hunt for any clues they can find.
We have investigators working diligently around the clock, as well as with the FBI. The FBI is present here today to show their solidarity and commitment to this investigation.
Laundrie has been named a person of interest in the case. Today's AAA survey regarding gas prices shows a national average for regular is $3.19 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. General Motors is warning some Chevy Bolt owners to keep their cars parked away from other vehicles to reduce fire risk. The car company has already recalled more than 140,000 of their Bolt EVs made in the last 5 years because of batteries spontaneously going up in flames. Bloomberg reporting GM is also issuing the warning to reduce the risk of a possible blaze starting to other cars and trucks. About a dozen fires have been confirmed and more continue to be reported. GM saying it's working with its partners to correct the battery issues. Nearly 5 million people are bracing for flash floods as post-tropical cyclone Nicholas lingers over the Gulf Coast. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, as well as the Florida Panhandle. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been exposing the ruse of Wu Flu for quite some time, and I ran across this story in the DC Patriot, and it is a huge backfire from WXYZ TV Channel 7. And here's what they wanted to do is they wanted to continue to promote the narrative of people dying who are unvaccinated. Well, let me just go ahead and be a spoiler for the Wu Flu people, the vaxxers. People are dying that are unvaccinated because that's what people do. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I sound like one of my cousins is from the South. Kevin, welcome. Glad to see you, son, you know. Anyway, welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where we expose the lies of the left, man, and they're blatant. So get this. So WXYZ TV Channel 7 said, okay, we need to find out. And I'm just going to read it. After the vaccines were available to everyone, did you lose an unvaccinated loved one to COVID-19? If you're willing to share your family's story, please DM us your contact information. We may reach out to you for a story we're working on. Now, let me just stop for a second and ask you this. Have you seen anybody that said in the media, did you lose someone in Afghanistan? Did one of your relatives get left in Afghanistan? Please get us your story so we can tell this harrowing story. You know, did any of your children die of fentanyl overdose? Did any of your kids commit suicide during the time when we were talking about all the fear around the COVID-19 virus and while they were out, etc.? Did any of those stories get published? No. But I told you guys, I warned you, I've been telling you this, I said they're going to try to convince you that the unvaccinated are dying in droves. They're the one, oh my God, if you don't get a vaccination, you're going to be among these people. And they're advertising. Let me put it to you this way. If this vaccine killed my COVID or whatever, unvaccinated, killed my uncle, my brother, my sister, and whatever, two of my best friends, do you not think that I would say, man, look, I've had a lot of tragedy around this disease, and I'm not going to tell people what to do, but I lost a lot of good friends at young ages and all that. You would have to contact me? I would say, hey, look, Channel 5, I just want to let y'all know. Here's another thing. If that happened, forget you can't get to the media. Would you post on Facebook and say, hey, look, I'm not going to tell anybody what to do, but I've had five people very close to me die of COVID. I suggest you at least entertain the idea of getting a shot. They were all unvaccinated. You'd say something like that. You want to know what Nicki Minaj tweeted? She said, I got a friend, and I think she's from Jamaica or the West Indies or whatever. She says, he took that shot. His naughty bits, testicles, swelled up to enormous proportions. He's now unable to have children. And I'm just saying, she goes, he had no issues until he got that shot. And of course, Joy Reid, how dare you do that? You're, you know, hurting people of color, 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 color. Well, Joy Reid, has anybody talked to Joy about the people of color on the continent of color, a.k.a. Africa, and the lack of COVID deaths there, the lack of vaccinations? Has anybody talked to Joy Reid about how they introduced the vaccine into Taiwan and now they've got an outbreak of COVID where they had none? These people are crazy. So anyway, let me go back to this. So WXYZ TV Channel 7 puts this thing out, says, DM us. We may work on a story about your harrowing situation, how bad it is for you that somebody died of COVID and didn't get vaccinated, because that's their fake news narrative. But what they didn't expect is what they got. So the people who responded, I'm just going to go through a few of these. Tanya Horton, I know someone who had a heart attack after the first dose and isn't getting a second. I also know someone who died from the vaccine. Let's tell those stories. That's what Tanya said. Ryan said, no, but I lost a vaccinated one. Karen Creep, that we're going to post this. Day my dad got the shot, he got a nosebleed that lasted 9 days. Hospitalized, had two surgical procedures to try and stop the bleeding. They finally gave up and sent him home. Still bleeding from the nose. Totally safe. No side effects ever. Sure. So that was the next one. Carmen Marie. No, we're all fine, but almost lost one of my vaccinated family members. Caitlin, these are all in order. I'm just going down the list. And by the way, I think that's what this person did. I don't think they cut them and pasted them and only took out the good ones and the bad ones. This is what people posted. No, I lost a vaccinated one, and another has GBS from the vaccine. GBS is that Guillain-Barre or whatever. I don't know what it's called, but it's where you jacks up your central nervous system. Alicia tweeted this. My dad passed away 3 months after his second shot. Lanny Rose. My son's classmate lost her mother from heart complications due to the vaccine. Kim Hoff Franks. My mother passed away 3 weeks ago from COVID. She was fully vaxxed back in January. Daniel Waltrip tweeted this. They want to talk about losing unvaccinated people that don't want to speak one word about the ones we lost that were vaccinated because they don't want the truth to come out. Folks, cool. Here's what I'm telling you. I'm not a genius. I'm just a common sense observer. I'm telling you what people, millions of people, recognize. Can you, look, I can't wait to go. If somebody says, Kevin, you got to get a vaccine, I cannot wait to go to court. I will be the guinea pig case. I've already got my attorneys ready to go. I will be that dude. Because I'm going to say, you produce evidence that this is a pandemic. It's a scamdemic. You produce evidence that the number of people who've gotten herd immunity, who've gotten this disease and survived it, aren't the best carriers of this disease. I mean, I'm just going to say, here's the book. And maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't even use an attorney. I'll do it pro se with just an advice of an attorney. I want to argue this case and win it before the Supreme Court with no legal guidance whatsoever, because this is so winnable, a third grader could do it. Daniel Walter was right. They don't want to talk about the truth.
Here's another one. There's a litany of these, folks. A friend of a parent went into cardiac arrest almost immediately after receiving his second dose. They were unable to revive her. I also know of someone who lost a limb due to a blood clot circulation issue after being fully vaccinated. From the looks of the comments, you might want to change your story topic. Man, mom is in oxygen tanks 24/7, 2 weeks after her second dose. Dad has asthma now. No history of it in the family. That was a guy named Rick. Noel, I just lost a dear friend yesterday who was really my other mom to COVID. She was fully vaxxed. I know her personally, a few others who were vaxxed and later hospitalized with COVID. What the heck are you guys reporting over there, Channel 7? Danny Joe, no stories on that, but a guy I knew got his shot. 2 days later, dropped dead of a heart attack. Why don't you report on that? Folks, I've been preaching this. I said, this is such a public menace, what the government is doing by not giving people the real raw data. People should be in prison over this. Dr. Fauci should be not railroaded, because it wouldn't be railroading him. He should be fired summarily with no pension for what he's doing. This is insanity. They are killing people, and it appears they're doing it intentionally. Lori Harvey said this: my 62-year-old husband had COVID back in April and May. He also got double pneumonia. He was treated with antibiotics at home. He never stepped foot in a hospital. He's still around and kicking. Well, I told you guys, they said, Kevin, you got a little bit of stuff in your lungs, et cetera, but your oxygen sats are low. Go get tested. I got tested. Yeah, you got it. And I did, because I had no taste and smell, whatever. They give me a Z-Pak. That's like a powerful, antibiotic. Gone within hours. Felt like a champ. So I tell people this story not because I don't know why my body responded to that, but this is a woman saying, I took antibiotics, my husband took antibiotics at home. He's good to go. This other lady says, I know several people injured or who passed after the vaccine, but not from COVID itself. I would love to share those stories, but they're getting censored. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Particularly in this administration with the African-American Latino community, what I hear from my friends in the community, not but blocks from here as we stand, is that we're not going to be the guinea pigs. We're not going to be the guinea pigs.
Joe Biden talking about his black friends. Oh, only blocks from here. My black friends told me we don't want to be the guinea pigs. Now, Joe Biden said that during the Trump administration. And they were talking about the vaccine. We're not going to be the guinea pig for these vaccines. Not up in here. Not up in here. Yeah, so Joe Biden was explaining that black folks didn't trust the Fed, didn't trust the government. We're not going to be guinea pigs. What's any different?
You want to know what the difference is? Do you know? I'm just curious. Follow along here, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The difference is Trump's not president. So now Biden, it's a whole different thing. Well, black folks, y'all need to be guinea pigs. They're going to put y'all back in chains. Yeah. Funny to how the left are so duplicitous. He wants you not to trust the government when it's not him, but trust it when it's me. Who's got the better track record? Trump or Joe Biden and the Democrats and the various politicians that he's served over the decades that he's done nothing in office? Nothing to help black folks. Gave him a bunch of money. I'm going to tell you, you could dump $1 million in to black folk. I'm talking about leftists. You could dump you give every black leftist in this country $1 million, they'll be broke within a year. That is a fact. And anybody, oh, Kevin, you're racist. Black people aren't going to like you. I don't give a crap. If you gave every black leftist $1 million right now, I would bet you money that 80% of them wouldn't have, as my grandmother would say, a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of within a year. That's how idiotic they are. They'd go bye, 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 bye. That's why, let me tell you, there's a part of me that would love to see the government give black folks, quote, reparations. Here's your money. All of you. Here's your $1 million, whatever it may be. Now, you know what I would do with it. Oh, yeah. Wine, women, and song. I'd go to the casino. Oh, of course I wouldn't. I'd buy an Escalade. I'd give me a rap deal. Come on, y'all know what I would do with that money. Open up a chicken shack. A juke joint. No, I would actually put that money back into this very cause. But here's the thing. I wouldn't need to. Because if you gave all these black folks that money, and they wasted it, and you do it with the caveat that we are no longer going to cater to anything black. CRT is gone. Affirmative action, everything. Here's your number. Boom, take it. I'm just telling you, we would all be better. There's a part of me that wants to do it. This is, if we could get that done. But here's the rub. Black people don't ever quit complaining. They've been trained well by leftists. No, 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 no. You will always complain. It shouldn't have been $1 million. They're going to come up here and give us $1 million each. Like, that's some money. They need to give us $5 million. And that would have done it. I'm just telling you. It would have to be an ironclad contract that says, you're going to shut up and quit your belly aching. But here's the good news for America. You get it all back. You get it all back. And, you know, if we could do it in such a way that it benefited the country the way I envision it, where people would just have to shut up, white people would say, shut up! I don't want to hear any more of your guff, black man. We paid you off. You got your reparations. Now shut up! If it empowered white folks to do stuff like that, I got a comedy bit I'm doing on fun. The word fun. F-U-N. Fun. White people, if you paid reparations, you could go up to a black leftist and say, F you, N. And they'd go, what? What'd you say? Anyway, when we go on tour, I'm going to elaborate on that. Fun. Go have some fun. Some of you will get that, others may not. Anyway, black people do not want to be guinea pigs. Biden said it with his own voice. They don't want to be guinea pigs. I've already told you this. It's not a trick question anymore. Black folks are the least vaccinated in this country. That is so antithetical because typically when white leftists go, it's time for us to get that shot, and they ring the old dinner bell and they give away the money. Hey, come get your $50, crackhead, and a free meal, get your shot. Black people are like, ooh, I'm going to go get this $50. I'm going to go get that money, girl. You know, get my hair did, whatever. And they go, they can't. They can't even entice black folks. Even crackheads are going, mm-mm, I ain't getting that. I'll just hit somebody in the head and get my crack money. You know, I'll rob a car. So just so you guys know,
If you live in the inner cities, you know what I'm about to tell you is not even a big deal. It happens all the time. Crackheads will go along on the street where there's street parking, and most of the inner cities, that's where it is, street parking. People don't have garages. Park on the street. Look in a car, see a little change in the console. You can't leave anything in your car. Nothing of value. Your car has to be cleaned out or else it has to look like a filth, just filthy. If your car looks like you sleep in it, you eat in it, you throw nothing away like rats live in it, they may leave it alone. But if you have anything of value, it doesn't have to be of value. It could be a dollar in change. They will crack your window and get your money out of there. Get whatever it is. A radar detect, whatever. They'll take it, they'll go pawn it to get that crack. That's what crackheads do. I'm just giving you the level of desperation. I went outside and my sprinkler hose was missing. Two times I bought a sprinkler. It's like $7. I buy the thing and a cop had to come to my house one time because they broke my window out. And I was like, man, what's up with these stupid crackheads, you know, breaking in the, because we had some change in the console, like 73 cents. So they break my windshield my window for 73 cents. I'm mad in hell. So anyway, I say to the cop, yeah, and every twice now I've woken up and these knuckleheads have stolen the faucet off my thing. I go, what could you get for a hose, you know, that you water the grass with? And the cop goes, they're not stealing it to pawn it. I went, well, that's good to know that there's no mark for that. He goes, no. He goes, you know what they do with it? They take the little filter out, and that's what they heat up heroin. And, you know, they use it as a filter for it. I was like, what? Yeah, he goes, that's why they're stealing it. But here's my point. They're willing to take 73 cents out of your window, to steal a little thing off your water hose, but the crackheads are even smart enough to say, I ain't getting your shot, Joe Biden. You ain't putting me back in chains. So anyway, that was one thing that Biden said early on. And I covered this in a segment we call Biden Lies. Biden lies all the time. Go back and listen to the first part of what I played. I've got friends. They're just a few blocks from here. Joe Biden doesn't have a black friend. First of all, he doesn't have many friends, true friends. But even using his definition, Joe Biden does not have a black friend blocks away that he's going to go meet with. And he's talked over the issue of getting a shot. Back when he said it, he was lying. Because you know what he is? He's a professional liar. He's the liar in chief, along with being the idiot in chief, as well as the first crackhead president. That's what we have as a leader of this country. And I don't care whether, you know, because Kevin, you say those things and your radio show won't get promoted. Oh, yeah, it will. There are 80 million people who believe as I do. And you're connected to them, not even 6 degrees of separation. You're connected to them in 3 degrees of separation. I can reach every Trump voter in 3 degrees of separation with everybody listening to this audience right now. So don't tell me we can't make this a success. We could make this radio show bigger than Rush Limbaugh. For the record, we are doing I think I told you guys, we got a sticker coming out with a text message. And it says, Rush is back, and he's black, and it's me. And you text it, and new people will go to that sticker, and you know, to the text message, and it'll play a clip of something that I've said or whatever, and we're going to try to draw people in. My hope is that you will actually get a few of these stickers from us and give them out or put them on people's cars or, you know, in bathrooms. I don't care. You know, if you want a good time, call Kevin. I don't care. Oh, let's play this other clip. Biden says that we don't need masks.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Joe Biden, in his own words, as vice president, as a candidate, shouldn't be mandatory, blah, blah, blah. A liar. A scumbag, scandalous, skank of a liar. And Democrats want you to trust him. Trust us. Take that shot, guinea pig.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.